This is Norman Lear with my great sidekick, Paul Hipp.
Good to be here with you, Norman, on All of the Above.
That's the name of my podcast, All of the Above. And it's called All of the Above because we're going to talk about all of the above. There isn't anything sacrosanct.
There's nothing too above us or below us.
Or below us. Well, certainly nothing too below us. But we have had guests you cannot believe.
Yeah.
Guests.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus, amazing.
Yes. And America Ferrera.
Jared Carmichael.
Yes. Oh, Amy Poehler. How did we overlook? We didn't overlook Amy Poehler. I was saving her for last. And Charles Barkley, I was saving him for first, actually, because I didn't declare up first.
I get to hang out with this guy. And this is your chance to hang out with Norman Lear a little bit here and some of these great guests.
God, I wish I was you hanging out with Norman Lear.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
See?
That must be exciting.
It's the best. I'm telling you.
Don't miss All of the Above with Norman Lear. Download new episodes every week on the Podcast One app or subscribe at podcastone.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. No choice but going to mandate. Get on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you. Dr. Drew is still hanging out in New Jersey talking to Chris Christie. And we got Dr. Spaz in here, everybody.
Why am I not talking to Chris Christie?
I don't know. Because Drew's Drew.
Drew is Dr. Drew.
And you're
solving the opioid crisis.
Let's see. People, too long to say goodbye. Huh? All right, let's mow down some calls here.
Yeah.
Chris, 37.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's a pleasure. Thanks for doing the show. It's awesome to listen to.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. What's your question?
Always. Yeah, I just wondered if you'd experienced these people that seem to have an inability to just cut it off, and they just say goodbye forever. They'll come into your house, or maybe you're at their house, but they just don't want to let you go. Like, you get a couple more steps closer to the door, and they have some other story to go into right as you're trying to leave.
Yeah, I have this stuff. It's happened to me recently, and I do this all the time. It just happened to me a couple of days ago, where they go, they'll say, like, someone will be filling out some stuff, and they'll go, do you have a number? Do you have a landline? And you go, no, I don't have a landline. And they go, none at all. Now, I used to do another lap around Retard Park with them, where I'd go, no, I don't have one. Now, the exchange works like this. And could we get a number for a landline? I don't have a landline. None at all. I just sit there silently look at them because, like, well, according to you, this could go on for infinity because you asked me if I had a landline. I said no, and then you went back with none at all. Now, I could say no again, but then you could come back again because you're wired like a person. So I usually, I find myself just sitting there.
I've done it
with Lynette a few times, too, and she hates you. Go, like, did you remember to feed Molly? Yep. You fed Molly? Well, I don't need to work this out. It was, I gave an affirmative. I never lie. I'm very lucid. I almost said sober. And that's it. If I say no landline or I fed the dog, then it is done. Now, I realize it's people buying themselves more time or quelling something.
But is that a characteristic of the female in the relationship, or will I be stoned for being a sexist for even saying that? I mean,
it's always the female from my perspective.
Oh,
it's always the female that's like, just can't let go.
It's bleeding into dudes because this hombre wrote a book called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks
right.
About 7 years ago, and I was way off.
How nailed did you get when you had that? Isn't that sexist? Or did you get any of that feedback?
I mean, he was off on the time frame. I think he's admitted to that.
I was way off.
Right.
It was like that. It was like one of those movies, like with Dennis Quaid, where it's like, Dr. Murdoch, your predictions of tidal rising and global warming wasn't supposed to take place till 2071. I was way off. It's happening on Wednesday. You know, that's what happened to me with dudes turning into chicks. Like I said, in 50 years, and if you read that book, 25 of the 50 things have already taken place.
The book on Audible? Oh, yeah, I've listened to it. It's excellent.
We're in full puss mode already. So, now, how much crap did I get? You say, yes. Dr. Spaz. Look, I don't know. I have no idea. My job is to tell the truth, and not the truth as far as I see it or as I know it or speak my truth. I just speak the truth. I don't have my truth. I have the truth.
Yes, right, yeah.
So once I speak that, then we're moving on. And some people don't like it. Look, who's funnier, men or women? Men. Oh, boy. Ooh. What did he do? I just explained to you who the funnier sex was. That's you ask the question, I'll give you the answer. That's the answer. Now, Amy Schumer is funnier than my buddy Chris.
Mm.
So there are plenty of funny women, but I have to pick one. You know the one they love the most?
Yeah.
Who would you like raising Sonny Natalia if something happened in you and Lynette? A male and a female or a gay couple? It's like male, female. What about the gay couple? I'd rather have the male, female. What if the heterosexual couple were Bonnie and Clyde and they were having shootouts with the cops using a Tommy gun while Sonny and Natalia were in the backseat of a stolen Lincoln down a country road. And the gay couple was David Geffen and his partner. Mm. And they raised him on a 700-foot yacht. I'd go, I'm going with Geffen.
Okay.
Yeah. You knew exactly where I was heading. Bonnie and Clyde? No. Okay. Geffen. Because in that case,
it's a better
fit. A better life. Yeah, right. That's right. But if you make everything equal, then I'm going with the couple. That's me. And then they go, we got some weird notions about this stuff. And I go, these aren't my ideas. This nature invented this. I didn't invent this. This is, goes on with nature. But I don't know. Let's just use your logic. You want the two polar bears? You want them raised by the two daddy polar bears or the mommy and the daddy polar bear? I mean, if you're looking out for the polar bear. And all things are the same. What are we going with here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just following whatever lead nature happened to give me.
Is Drew mute on this when you're on one of your logical exploits?
He clams up. Mm-hmm. But if you ever hear Drew not talk, it just means he's agreeing with me.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Now, I don't know who turned this into hate speak, but now it is.
Yeah.
But everyone can lick the back of my sweaty sack. So I got a pirate ship, man. What do I give a shit? Plus, here's the thing, too, Bruce. Yeah. Sadly, this doesn't apply to you. If you're good, you can really do whatever you want.
There's no glass. Truly, there's no real glass ceiling anymore.
No, I can do whatever I want.
Oh.
Because I'm actually good, so I get to do whatever I want. Mm. Everyone's always worried about, well, you're going to take this away. They're going to take that away. What are they going to take away from me? I got a sense of humor. There's not that many people actually have a sense of humor. There's plenty of people act like they have a sense of humor. There's not that many actual bona fide people with a sense of humor. So then I get to do what I want, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You've done fine so far. I don't know how you get away with it, but
I don't have to. You have to get away with it if you're one of these douchebags in Hollywood, because if you piss someone off, they'll dump you. But I don't have to do that. Because who are you going to get to replace me?
No one.
Well, there you go.
Not me.
Not Bruce.
Not me.
That's for goddamn sure. Yeah, so Chris, yeah. Uh-oh, he hung up.
He did.
Guys, the people not saying goodbye. He's talking about people take too long to say goodbye. I cut people off all the time where I just go, they just want to kind of reel it down. All right, see you then. All right, see you then. All right, be good. All right, be good. And say hi to, it's like just.
But you're appreciative with your fans. I mean, you're long suffering because I've seen fans. And that's a tough one. You must get a little bit.
I'm long suffering, but I am very good with the fans. I'll take as much time as I need to take with the fans. There is a thing that everyone hates about me, especially Olga the nanny. And it's all right. You can get rid of Chris. Olga the nanny does this all the time, and I love her. And she hates me when I do this. I'm always on the phone, and I'm always like going from one thing to the next. And also, my phone craps out all the time. For some reason, whoever I'm talking to, it gets broken up a lot. So mm-hmm. I'll do a lot of, Olga, where are you? She'll be like, trampoline world. Okay. Do you have the kids? Yes. When are you going to be home? And she'll go, we're going to play for about another 20 minutes, and then I'm going to drop Jens. When are you going to be home? And she gets pissed. But all I want is a fucking number because the phone's going to cut off. And I don't want to have to reverse engineer it. You do it. Just go here, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, by the way, if you're there at 6:10, I don't care. And if you're there at 10 to 6, I don't care. Just, I'm not going to hold you to the second. I'm just saying, you do the, we're going to be here for 20 minutes and it's a 20 minute drive and I got to drop Jensen off and it's 5 o'clock now. Like whatever that is, just say 6 o'clock. They do, I can't stand, and I do this a lot with her, but I do it with like a lot of other people where I go, what time should I pick you up? And they go, tip off. Is it noon? And I go, what time? Somebody got pissed off. Oh, I think Lynette got pissed off at me or somebody got pissed off at me. But it was me I kept just saying like, what time? It's like one of the moms got pissed off. They were playing a basketball game. I had to come pick Sonny up in the morning. And I just kept saying, just tell me the time to pick him up and I'll pick him up. And I was like, well, we're leaving at, you know, the game's at noon. And I was just like, just give me a time and I'll pick him up. And she just kept going. And eventually I just went, give me a time or something like that. And
there are a multitude of reasons to do that to you. A multitude of reasons.
Why?
Because, first of all, they know it's irritating. And irritating you does, you know, I mean, I've gotten kicked out before, so yes. I'm a little careful with that.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is some entertainment. There's very little entertainment in dealing with you if you're purely logical. What fun is it just if they gave you the time? And I know Olga is not, tell me she's going to modify her behavior. She will continue to tell you, well, 20 minutes I'm going here, and then we're doing this.
Well, a lot of it is, she, because of the, here's what I think. You tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, may have stumbled on something.
Oh, shocking.
Even a little racist, I hope. Fingers crossed.
Oh, no.
Here's the deal. And she said something like this the other day. Is it box lunch or lunch box? And it's like, it's lunch box. And then there's certain things where they do, in Spanish, they put the name in front of the other thing. Like, they'll take the name, like they'll go, it means he is handsome. And then they'll go guapo S or whatever. And they'll put the he, they won't go he first. They'll go handsome is he or whatever
right,
it is.
Right,
they flip flop it. And sometimes if you ever talk to her about times or something, she doesn't just spit the time out. She goes reverse.
Well, it's not racist. That's linguistics.
Yeah. But I think it's an inferior way to do it, which makes us better.
How about throwing a fart or drinking medicine? Those are my...
Throwing a fart.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what makes America
right
number one.
Rally.
But anyway, no, I'm always scared that my phone's going to cut off and I just want the...
Right.
I just want the info. In terms of having fun... We can have fun doing something else.
Fun is Olga stands up for me when you make fun of me on these podcasts. I know.
Yeah,
I like
she does.
It. Yeah.
She loves you. All right. I'll tell you guys about ZipRecruiter. Mm-hmm. Hiring, posting jobs in one place is not enough, man. If you want the perfect hire, you need to post on all the top job sites. ZipRecruiter posts to 200-plus job sites, including Facebook, Twitter. Do it with just one click. You can find candidates in any city, industry, nationwide, whatever you like. So the city, the industry, whatever you like, all throughout the nation. Just post once and watch qualified applicants come rolling on in. No juggling calls or emails to your office. It is easy. It is ZipRecruiter. Used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small businesses, mid-sized businesses, all of them, they all use ZipRecruiter. So right now, my listeners can post jobs to ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. ZipRecruiter.com ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. One more time. ZipRecruiter.com/ADS. Post for free. All right. So this guy, Suboxone. Hey, Mike, 30, Las Vegas.
Ace man, Bruce, get it on.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Hey, just a quick side note. I called into the show last week. I was a plumber, Ace, that dropped the potatoes down the clean out. But after I had hung up with Eugenia, was talking about a smell that was coming from her sink. So if you want to pass a message along for me, just to let her know what it is, there's a hole in the back of the sink where a bunch of shit builds up in. If she just sprays some lime away in the back of that sink right there, that smell will dissipate.
Oh, yeah. Did you tweet it was sulfur or something, bacteria or something?
I didn't tweet about it. Somebody else must have, but it's basically what it is, and stuff just builds up. You know that little hole in the back of the sink? Basically
yeah.
An overflow.
Yeah, it's an overflow, so, and stuff builds up in there.
Can I ask you a sexist question? Is it an attribute of women that take the little strainer piece out? If you have a side of the sink that's got the garbage disposal and the other side that goes straight down the tube, they take all the strainer thing out and then vegetables, whatever detritus goes down that.
Mm-hmm.
It seems passive aggressive. It's like I'm always yelling, no, leave that thing in there, take it out. Stuff goes down that side instead of the.
Yeah. I only got the single hopper in there. No, women in the bathroom, it's their hair that clogs
the bathroom up
every time. But go ahead, Mike.
I was anticipating Drew being there, but hopefully Bruce can help me out with this. So I had a question.
Where's Dr. Drew?
I'm currently on Suboxone. I've been taking it for 5 years. I'm down literally to... it's like 2 milligrams a day. Basically taking a half of a sublingual a day. And I can't seem to break taking these 2 milligrams a day. I was initially taking 16 milligrams a day. So it's gotten all the way down to 2. But I can't seem to break away from these 2 milligrams. However, somebody had mentioned to me, I don't know if it's something new, but it's called Vivitrol. And it's basically a monthly injection that you get, and from my understanding, after so long, they can start blind dosing you on it. So I just wanted to see what your thought was on it, Bruce.
Okay, so I have about 70 patients on Suboxone right now, and Drew's a little less enthusiastic about it. So there's basically, if you get addicted to opiates, there's something called medication-assisted therapy, which what you think about is methadone clinics. So you're replacing whatever you were addicted to with a daily dose of something that binds to the receptors. Now, Suboxone in 2002, it was released for doctors to provide out of the office, and it stimulates – it's a partial agonist. So it goes to the receptor. It stimulates it. The difference between that and methadone and other opiates, you don't get a buzz from it. So when you're on a dose, like you started at 16 milligrams, you taper down, and there's a debate now. Are you? It's just another addiction, another dependency. And it is a potent opiate, but during the time you're placed on this, what the idea is that you develop a 12-step program, you develop a strong recovery program, and then you taper down. People get to a low dose. Each milligram of the stuff in there, the buprenorphine, is equivalent to 25 to 50 milligrams of morphine. So it's you're not getting this buzz, you're not getting the euphoria, but it is difficult to finish the taper for some people. They get anxiety. And so what I try working with my patients, having a strong – the people that do the best are the people that have a really strong recovery program. In 12-step is where most people go with that. But whether it's 12-step or secular sobriety or celebrate recovery, as long as it's an accountability, responsibility program and a strong recovery program, then there are things like gabapentin to aid with the anxiety that goes along with finally getting off the Suboxone. But I think it's a life-saving thing. In and of itself, Suboxone is not – the answer to opiate addiction. Vivitrol is, you know, the stuff Narcan when the guy overdoses in the movies and they give him the shot of the reversal agent. Mm-hmm. There's an oral form of that called naltrexone, and then there's a month-long injection called Vivitrol, a once-a-month injection. The issue is it totally reverses any opiate. So you have to be completely off the Suboxone. You can't get them both. So you'd have to first get off the Suboxone, and then you can try the oral naltrexone, the oral form, and then go to the monthly injection. But I don't know if that answers your question. It's a great idea once you completely get off the Suboxone, but you can't take them together. Does that make any sense?
Well, it definitely makes sense. But I think now it's more of a habit more than anything. Like I said, I've been on it for 5 years. Suboxone has literally saved my life.
I mean,
I don't know where I would be, 5 years ago. The shit I was getting into is awful. And now I'm married, have kids, job, all that fun stuff. But it's like, man, I still got this demon that follows me I have to make sure I'm taking these 2 milligrams a day. Otherwise, my whole day is ruined.
Right. But you cut back. There are a variety of ways to taper that down. And there are some other medications you could take. Like, have you done the gabapentin with that?
You know what? It's funny because my father-in-law, he has shingles, or had shingles that turned into like post-herpetic something,
right,
or got nerve damage, and he takes gabapentin. So, no, I've never tried it though. So,
hey, Bruno, sorry, Mike. You said that you could get the Vivitrol shot and that he could blind whatever you at a certain point. What does that mean?
I think they can start, I don't know, Bruce, you tell me, can they start lowering your dose almost to like a placebo at the end to where you don't even realize that you're not, because I think at this point, there's got to be a huge mental part of this, right? I mean, as far as taking the medicine. So I would imagine not being in the habit of taking, literally the habit of grabbing the pills from the bottle, putting them in my mouth on a daily basis, I figured Vivitrol would eliminate that to where it wasn't a thought in my head anymore. And then from my understanding, I thought they could start blind dosing you where they kind of lower the milligrams and they don't let you know that they're lowering the milligrams.
Yeah, Vivitrol is a complete blocker. If you took a shot of Vivitrol now, you'd go into precipitated withdrawal. You'd be, like a piece of bacon in the frying pan. So it's when you totally stop, then you could start that. Vivitrol, for some reason, now Trexone's the pill, Vivitrol's a shot that lasts a month. It's used for alcohol craving, too, to help with that.
Oh, was that the one Drew was talking about? He said, oh, no, wait a minute. Maybe I'm thinking about Chantix or something.
For smoke, yeah, totally.
Yeah, he said it works really good for like 30% of the people. And then
no, it's for alcohol. Now Trexone, it's an opiate blocker.
I thought it was Chantix.
Yes, you are correct in your recollection that it works very well for 30% of people and not very for others.
All right.
So well, and psychosis. That for tobacco, but they're totally, totally different drugs.
I'm not saying they're the same drug. I'm saying they have – does this work – does the Vivitrol work for the alcohol?
That's right. And what I'm saying, they're similar in that it works for not 100%. It's about 30%. So it's similar.
Right. Yeah. But Gary, you're with me. That's why I said that like Chantix.
100%
it works
correct.
Real right. good for some people, but not for us. I'm sorry, so confused.
Sorry. Right. Here.
Thank you. All right. Hey, Mike, we like you. I like the notion of – I agree with you. I like the notion of the once-a-month shot versus the go to the medicine cabinet every day and realize I'm on something. Chronically,
but you have to be off the Suboxone completely.
You have to be off the Suboxone. Well, how long do you have to be off the Suboxone?
A few days.
So you got to kind of white knuckle it.
If you taper very, I've had patients on a quarter milligram of the buprenorphine part, the Suboxone, and it's a slow taper that works the best. So.
All right, Richard from Hemet, hang on for a second. First, I'll tell you about proper cloth. Ah, a dress shirt that fits. It's hard to find. Collars too tight, sleeves too long, proper cloth. Create a custom shirt in seconds. Just answer 10 easy questions. And they have 500-plus fabric styles made from premium Italian and Japanese fabrics. Start at just $85 for a custom-made shirt. Guaranteed perfect fit. Free remakes if there's any situations. Hundreds of 5-star reviews. Highest-rated custom shirt maker on Google, by the way. GQ calls them their favorite. And I think they know a little something about dressing the fellas. Easy-to-use website. Sizes and preferences are saved on your profile, so you can order by phone if you like. Start looking your best, and let's do it today. Propercloth.com/ADS. You enter the code ADS, you save $20 on your first shirt. So, man, you're getting that thing well under $100. It is propercloth.com/ADS. All right, let's talk to Richard, 43, from Hemet. Richard?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good now. What's going on?
I have been a fan for a long time, ever since way back in the Man Show, so it's an honor to be talking to you on the phone right now.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask, with the way things are going, is it worth the time and investment to get involved in the comedy scene right now?
Yeah, it is for me, but I don't know if that's for everybody. I don't buy too much into the, you know, these kids and the campuses and the politically correct. And yeah, it's all a disaster, but screw them. I mean, I'll just go talk to intelligent adults who want to hear the truth, you know.
But what about when you and Drew would go to the college campuses? Would it be different today for you?
Oh, it would be very different today going to college campuses. I don't know. We didn't have much talk about politics. It was mainly, you know, morning after pills and stuff like that. But
what would they dredge up some of the comments you make, even like?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'd be a disaster. I have no idea what's going on. Well, I do actually have a pretty strong feeling about what's going on. I think what's going on college campuses are basically what's going on in, let's say, politics in California, which Gavin Newsom doesn't give a shit about Mexicans. Gavin Newsom gives a shit about votes, so Gavin Newsom's going to pretend to give a shit about Mexicans so he can get
votes. I wouldn't put him on a pedestal by himself, though. He's in a big group of a lot of people that are all in the same train, heading the same direction with all that money I've been spending for years on my taxes. So I don't know who Gavin Newsom is, but you know, I'll go ahead and put a bullseye on him for you, too.
He's lieutenant governor, but here's the thing.
Lieutenant governor, okay.
Now,
so he's the guy that's next to Terry.
Look, Villaraigosa, whatever, all these guys, they're all the same guy. They just want votes and money, and they don't give a shit.
That's what I'm saying.
But quiet me, quiet you. What's going on in colleges is they're realizing these are just becoming super expensive hotels for the world's worst 19-year-olds. These guys are paying $60,000 a year. I mean, this is turning, it's not turning into, it is big business. It's fucking huge business. And what they're doing is they're letting their customers, which are essentially the students, take over the facility they're in because they're the guys that are paying the bills. And it's the same thing now, not paying the bills in California. That's me and you. But who's getting the votes or who gets the vote? That's these people. So whoever's running the colleges and whoever's running California just goes, look, where are we getting our votes or where are we getting our money? And they go, we're getting it from this group of students and we're getting it from this group of sanctuary citizens. So what should we do? Well, remember, we're your bread's butter. Now, what obviously college deans and faculty should be doing is, hey, you little shits don't run anything. You're a guest here in our place for 4 years, and then you move on and you listen to what we say, and we got rules. That's how it works. It's sort of like that scene in Casino where the sort of sheriff guy from the whatever commission like went over and he just told De Niro, he said, like, you don't get it. You guys are all just guests here.
Yeah.
This is our place. We're just letting you hang out here, son. You get it?
Ain't going to happen on the college campus.
What needs to be done on a college campus. Now, why they're not shutting these people down who are rioting and this and the other, they're just scared. Oh, and by the way, they agree with them. That's the other part. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not saying. The faculty agrees with the fucking hooligans. Otherwise, they disagreed with them. They'd do something. Richard?
Yeah, there was a huge scandal about that. Wasn't there with the police commissioner or whoever was in charge of them holding them back during certain protests so that they weren't engaging properly based on the police chief's political standing? Isn't that correct?
Well, look, yes. I mean, here's the dealio. If you're a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and they're playing the Ravens in a playoff game, and then someone goes, "Oh, we need an extra official. You got to fish. You got to officiate." Guess which way those calls are going?
Right.
You can go, "Oh, I'm professional. I'm impartial. Please, how dare you?" But you're a huge fan of this. There's going to be a lot more holding calls against the Ravens than there are against the Steelers. That's simply the way human beings are. So you have an environment where all of the faculty and all the administration agrees with the students politically, or maybe the students agree with them politically. So when Ann Coulter gets to talk, there's nobody there who agrees with Ann Coulter. Now, the question is, can you be intellectually honest enough to say, "I'm a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but I have been elected to officiate this football, this playoff game with the Ravens, and I just saw that Steeler holding, and I have to throw a flag." That takes something called integrity. They don't have integrity.
No.
So that's integrity. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They don't possess that. Yes. Go ahead, Bruce.
Go ahead with what?
The thing you're looking at.
Oh, I was waiting for the... Okay.
How do they know? Okay. Anyway.
That's my cue. Oh, yeah. Smart Mouth, Adam.
Yeah.
This is something I am interested in because I have used Smart Mouth. It's a dual solution oral rinse, the only activated mouthwash clinically proven to instantly eliminate bad breath and prevent it from coming back for up to 12 hours. It's called Zinc Ion Technology.
That's right.
Which, as a scientist, I am interested in.
Yeah. You got a syndrome called dumb mouth.
It doesn't cure that.
But it smells good.
Yes. Zinc ion technology binds to bacteria, forcing it to stop producing sulfur.
Yes.
And we know about sulfur and bad smells. Nothing ruins an intimate moment as quick as bad, stinky breath. It doesn't matter if you work out all day and drive a Lambo.
Yeah, it's me.
If your mouth smells like wet garbage, it's not going to help.
No.
Foul breath can ruin social situations and sabotage relationships or career prospects. So visit smartmouth.com or find it at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, CVS, or wherever you shop.
All right. Miranda, hang on. We'll talk to you on the next show. I will tell you guys to go to AdamCarolla.com. Check out everything, all Adam Carolla. Irvine coming up. Oxnard coming up. We do the live shows Thursday, June 15th, Irvine, and then Oxnard, Levity Live. That's Thursday, July 6th. Jeez, where the hell's the year gone, man? We're getting into the summer? It's crazy, right?
It is.
You can click through our Amazon button and bookmark us at AdamAndDrewShow.com. And no safe spaces. We're going to drop some major knowledge on your ass. Check that out. And
how about weekly infusion with me and Dr. Drew?
How about that?
It's getting better.
Drew loves it.
Like a finely tuned Lamborghini. It's cruising down the highway.
Reasonable Doubt. We're doing a town hall at 10E. That's coming up July 20th. Check that out. So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Spaz saying mahalo.